when we first moved into that house, I told you the story before. There was a tree. I mean, it was leaning toward the house. This is my house. The tree was leaning this way. I said, man, that tree looked mighty old and just decrepit. I said, man, I got to get somebody to come cut this tree. So I called a guy. Y'all know the story. I called a guy, and we went back there to look for it. I said, man, I know that tree was standing. I know it was right here. We looked off in the wood. The tree fell back the other way. Y'all been hear what I'm saying, man? But see, I talked to the tree. I told him, I said, tree, you're not going to fall on my house. Man, that was a big, old, rotten tree. I said, you're not going to fall on my house. Now, how I go from this way to back this way, I don't know. I'm pretty sure angels pushed it over. I appreciate them. Amen. I appreciate it. Amen. But God said he called those things to be not as though they were. Genesis 1 and 3. You don't have to turn there. I'm just going to read the first part of it. The Bible says, and God said. He said. What did he say? He said, let there be light, or light be is the original translation. Light be. God said, let there be light. There was light. And then the Bible said he saw it and it was good. Amen. This is how we operate this thing in the earth realm. We say, amen. We say. But how do we get this? You know what? Let's turn to Mark 11, 23. I got to read it. Let's turn to Mark 11, 23, 24. Probably my most favorite scripture in the Bible. Amen. When I was up there playing, and I had to peep up and see if Miss Jones was looking at me, and she gave me that signal. I said, I'm really finna play now, boy. Amen. That's my help. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, that's why Andrew was playing like he was. He looked back there, he saw why he really started doing all this right here. Most Sundays, he just be, but when she gave me that look, that's okay. I got you. Now, Eddie, right here over there laughing, his mother-in-law here, that's why he was trying to show out. I ain't never moved his head like this. Hey, man, I'm just saying. I can't, Ken. Ken said, you can't get me. You're right, I can't. I was reaching, amen, but I couldn't. Amen. Watch this. The Bible says, it says, have faith in God. He said, for verily, I say unto you that whosoever, what's a whosoever? That's me. You can say anybody. Verily I say unto you, if anybody, whosoever shall say. There it is, right, y'all? There it is. Whosoever shall say. Amen. Say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. The Bible says you have what you say. Amen. I like to read it like this. Whoever shall say, and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith, it shall come to pass. And he'll have what he say. Amen? Amen. But how do we get Mark 11, 23, 24 to work? 24 says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, you will have them. How do we get this to work, y'all? Well, you get it to work with Romans 10, 17. You turn there. Romans 10, 17 makes Mark 11, 23, 24 work. Amen. Amen, we have. It says, so then, faith cometh. Okay, faith will come, but how do we make faith come? By hearing. Amen. What do we got to hear? The word of God. Amen. Listen, at different times in your life, your word level is different. There are times when your word level is just absolutely super strong because you take time to listen to the word and you've taken time to build it up. And then there's time you just kind of lack a day. I'm going to give you an example. My I told y'all last time I preached about Paris and her dog. Amen. She told me, she said, now I'm going to make a point with this, even though I told you the story before. You're going to hear it again, amen? Because I want to hear it myself, amen? I want to hear myself talk, amen? Can I do that this morning, amen? And I ain't going to be long. I ain't got much longer, amen? Watch this. Tori and I were teaching the kids the word of God. We taught them. The Bible says that you can have what you say. If you believe in God for something, you sow a seed, you get a picture, get in your eyes, you begin to meditate, and you just meditate on it. You thank God for it. And I noticed her and her brother and sister, they just kept kind of congregating. I ain't paying them no attention. But she came to me and she said, "Daddy, so the Bible said that you have what you say, right?" I said, "Yeah." And you said, "You got to believe that you receive." I said, "Yeah, baby, that's it." She said, "Okay, well, I believe I receive a dog." I said, whoa, wait a minute. Because y'all know I didn't like dogs. I used to hate dogs. She said, "I believe I received my dog." I said, hold, baby. I said, "I know it worked, but it don't quite work like that." I said, "It worked, but in my spirit, yeah, I'm telling you, in my spirit, I knew she had spoken by faith. I mean, I knew it, and it wasn't nothing I could do. I tried to talk out of it. I said, baby, I looked on, I said, "You know, they got this little robot dog. This little kind of," I said, "this thing is nice. She said, Dad, I don't want that. I want a real dog." I said, "Man." And y'all, I tried my best. Then I got mean. I said, "Let me tell y'all something. Paris, Cameron, and Princess, let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't getting no dog." I tried to be mean. I said, "Y'all ain't getting no dog. We ain't gonna have no dog up in this house." Paris said, "Mom, Daddy just needs some help. He needs some help." And I'm over there steaming. And she spoke about faith. I look at her. She had that little picture, that little ugly dog. I mean, the one picture she had was a little ugly dog now. She had that picture, she just be looking at her and her mama get on the iPad and they just flip through dogs and they're just looking. And I'm looking at Toya like, "Toya, me and you supposed to be one, baby. I mean, just breaking me down." I said, "We supposed to be together, hey man."